It's unfortunate that the minister made those remarks because he should know that my pursuit is not one of an office, but one of qualitative changes in our country. Specifically, we have been struggling for a long time for a democratic country in which our people can have equal opportunities and that they can live in an environment free of corruption. So my pursuit is that of some changes in our country and not for office. If we achieve those changes, if dictatorship can end in our country and we have a transition to a democratic dispensation, regardless of who is leading this country, I will retire to my grave a very happy person.
He seemed to be saying that your political activism breeds anarchy and confrontation with the police and other state forces. I think he's referring to your walk-to-work protest. He doesn't seem to like it.
Well, anybody serving the dictatorship cannot like a strong challenge to the dictatorship, quite obviously. Unfortunately for him, the people of Uganda are definitely fed up, and that is why they protest. You cannot have a one-man protest and think that it will have an effect. The fact that it is unruffling them means that it's a popular defiance protest.
I read somewhere, Dr. Besigye, where you seem to be saying that you don't think that religious organizations in Uganda are doing enough political activism.
Yeah, well, I was simply inviting our religious leaders, who are obviously important voices in our country, to do more, to speak on behalf of the voiceless, which is what religious leadership is supposed to do. Regrettably, you know, quite a large section of these religious leaders have been co-opted. Certainly, there are those who are speaking out. There are very few. I was inviting the rest of them to join those that are speaking up so that they can make a more strong representation on behalf of the downtrodden people that they pastor.